after five batters were hit by pitches on Tuesday, none on Wednesday, as the Cubs and White Sox take their Windy City showdown to Guaranteed Rate Field. Let's pick it up in the fourth.
2-1. Base hit. Cubs on the board. Rizzo will trot home. Zobrist to third. He is safe.
When you're standing in the box, and here's the 3-1. And Anthony does hammer one to center. Engel going back, still going back, can't get there. It hits at the base of the wall. Bryan is flying around third base. He got a great break from first and scores all the way from first. A bases clearing double for Anthony Rizzo. Cubs up 4-0. 3-2, two outs. The runners will be going once again. There they go. Here's the pitch. Jay hits the ball up the middle, base hit. Zobrist is going to score easily. Schwarber going from first to third. Throw goes into Anderson at short. And the Cubs will score their fourth run in the inning here in the fifth inning on the base hit by Jay.
That's deep. It is gone. And Cotta, a little glimpse of their future with a home run. That's his first.
And brings it. And Rizzo hits a ground ball, base hit, left center field. This will drive in Bryant. Cubs are going to get another run. Rizzo's going to get another run batted in. Cubs lead 7-2.
Cubs cruise to the 8-3 win. Jake Arrieta improves to 3-1 in five July starts with a 2.25 ERA. At 22 years and 61 days old, Yoan Moncada is the youngest White Sox player to go deep since 21-year-old Dion Viciedo back in 2010. Jake Arrieta pitched two-run ball into the seventh. Anthony Rizzo drove in four, including three on a bases-clearing double in the fifth, as the Cubs roll to an 8-3 victory over the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
They start since
Jake was really good again, you're right. I thought he had really a much better fastball command, primarily pitched with his fastball. Threw the curveball to Moncada, he got him at the end, but overall, I thought he pitched well. It looked more effortless, and the ball was going where he wanted it to go, which is always a good sign. So he was very good. Bullpen, Monty did his job. We haven't pitched him in a while. His stuff was very good. I mean, that fly ball to right field became a home run. It was kind of incredulous how that all happened, but nevertheless it was. But I thought he pitched well.
I think we talked about this either coming out of the break or just before the break. If he gets on a run like this, what he can do disproportionately compared to some of the other guys on the team for this team.
Yeah, we've seen it before, and just confidence. I think these games that he's been pitching, it's a combination of it's primarily like when the fastball is going where he wants to, he's going to be successful. And then off that's going to be the confidence. Then off that you're going to see the cutter and the curveball working better because he's going to just be a more confident pitcher. He was very good tonight once again, and even though that home run was given up, we'd already set it up that Monty was going to have the next hitter regardless. So that was not based on a home run and all that kind of stuff. It was going to happen that way. He sat through a lot of long innings also. We saw 225 pitches tonight. Wow. I think it was 225. And what did we score, eight, was it? It's incredible how we can see pitches. But so there was a lot of sitting around. I was concerned about that also.
Offensively, you guys added on a lot of jug runs, I think is what you call them.
Absolutely.
You know, every time they scored, you guys always seem to respond. Is that kind of, you know, an indication that you guys are really clicking offensively?
The jug run is going for the jugular in your last at-bat with the lead. So if you're at home, bottom of the eighth, on the road, top of the ninth, Addy grabbed the jug run today. You know, where we've just been, where the grinding of the at-bats, proverbial grinding of the at-bats has been there. And again, 225, you'd think you'd score. I mean, I'm not talking about being greedy. We need to capitalize more. 11, 12 runs, 20 runners left on base. And again, I'm not complaining. Just the fact that we have to be more efficient as we move further along, keep working those at bats. And I think if we do, you're going to, at some point, it's got to catch up in a positive way where this comes back to us and the ball's going to fall in better moments, too. Nice. It's a nice, as I drive home tonight, hopefully not getting lost. I'll have the GPS tuned in. It's always a good feeling to wake up that way. I'll get to the coffee shop tomorrow morning. I'll get the headset on. I'll write the lineup, read the New York newspapers, and then I'll be ready for my day. Sorry, but I do that.
The Cubs send John Lester to the mound on Thursday. He'll be opposed by Mike Pelfrey.